I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. On Tuesday, the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom released a report with troubling news. Only one church remains in Algeria. It goes to show the increasing persecution of Algerian Christians. Younathan with A3 says a well-known Algerian pastor has been falsely accused of threatening national security.
He's never done anything wrong in terms against the law, but it's just the fact that he's a Christian. He proclaims his faith, but also speaks about the right to exist as Christians in Algeria, and that the government doesn't like that.
Yet God is moving. Younathan shares the gospel among North African Muslims and says they've seen many Muslims disillusioned with Islam turning to Christ. Pray for Algerians to know freedom and joy in following Jesus. And the body of Christ looks different in different parts of the world. Freedom to Lead International comes alongside believers in North Africa and the Middle East in the unique challenges they face. Michelle Sessoms with Freedom to Lead says,
we talk about cultivating competent, Christ-centered leaders through story, symbol, and song to unleash their potential for impacting local communities with the whole gospel.
Believers in the Middle East are grappling with how to lead and grow as churches and gospel witness, not just how to survive. Freedom to Lead facilitates conversations. Conversations, Michelle says, are especially poignant for Muslim background believers.
They need to have a community to come together to really like say, hey, how can we learn from each other on how we're leading in this specific context that is different in this part of the world?
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free 30-day devotional written by TWR President Lauren Libby called Get Hope. It's meant to encourage you through scripture and help you meet life's challenges. Sign up for free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.